Just a quick helping set the table for what you'll experience today. And everyone to be as engaged as possible in Yom HaZikaron. And our history has been launched based on Mesiras Nefesh for Avodas Hashem. Baharta b'Avram, v'tzeitzer m'yor kastim, v'sam t'l'shemo Avram. So Hashem chose Avram because of his self-sacrificing Or Kastim, and then he became Avram. And then, of course, at a very critical juncture in history, Rabbi Akiva and the other Haruge Malchus decided that without that type of defiance and heroism, Yiddishkeit wouldn't survive. And throughout the generations, it's because of our Mesiras Nefesh, through Mekad Hashem Shemayim, they were able not just to survive as a people, but to thrive and to change this world. And to a degree, we'll be commemorating people who have paid that steep price and families who have paid that steep price for our return. And it's part of our long legacy and tradition. But there are several differences between what you'll experience today and what we've experienced for the past thousands of years. And I just want to note two of them. One of them is that today's a very bitter and sad day, and there are families and communities that are crushed and crying and lamenting and mourning. But there's a sweet side to today. And the sweet side is that finally we have our army, and we're no longer defenseless. After thousands of years, uniforms struck terror and fear into the hearts of people. And today's a celebration of our chayalim, the people who are eager and willing to sacrifice life and limb on behalf of our people and our land. And during that first minute of the silence, when you'll be standing at the cemetery, you'll see the planes fly over. There are different flyover paths, and you'll just literally, because we're so high up, you can feel like it almost touch the planes. And it's a bitter day and a sad day and a mournful day, but also we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we've been able to recapture that legacy of being able to defend ourselves. We forget that part of our Avodas Hashem is how to be a warrior, how to be a soldier. Because for thousands of years, we didn't have that right. And now, Derech Kashrom Yaakov, as Bilam says, we see the stars shooting through the heaven. That's the Chayel B'Yisrael. And now, now we can have Chayel, we can have Chayelim, we can have people that defend us. And you'll see so many different Chayelim from different branches of the armed forces, whether it's the Navy, the Army, police force. They'll just be standing next to you in the cemetery. Try to stand next to a Chayel. Don't stand next to your friend. Just walk over to some Chayel, someone in uniform that you don't know, and just stand next to them. And you'll feel the power and the pride of this day. The second difference, there are many differences, but the second difference is that when Am Yisrael is compared to sheep, we just said it a minute ago in Tehillim, Nechsheves Kitzon Tifa. We said it in Tachanun, for thousands of years we were led to slaughter like Tzon. And that showed how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and we love Hashem. Tzon Kodashim is one of the phrases to describe the Jewish people. We're holy sheep. And that's one image that describes the legacy of Mesiras Nefesh. There's another animal that Am Yisrael is compared to capture our Mesiras Nefesh, and that's a dove. And in Shir HaShirim, we're compared to a dove. Yonasi b'chagve ha'sela b'seisra madriga. Achasi yonasi tamasi. Piskali achasi rayasi yonasi tamasi. And of course, Yudal Levi captured that in his great lyric, Yona Matzava Manoch. Yona is the dove, but it's a dove for the Jewish people. Why are the Jewish people compared to a Yona? The Medrash says because a Yona willfully is loyal, unlike other animals, it doesn't share mates, and it willfully sticks its neck out for Shvita. So that's the difference between Yom HaZikaron and everything that's happened for the last thousands of years. For thousands of years, we were mostly an effort like Tzon. Defenseless sheep who are herded. Last set generation, we were literally herded like sheep into cattle cars. We had no choice. Sheep have no choice. They're herded. They're sheepish. They're defenseless. They have no will of their own. They're led by their shepherd. But now we've reached the stage where we're a Yona, where we have the choice. We don't have to live in this country. We don't have to serve in the army. Many people, especially non-religious, non-Orthodox Jews, you ask them, why do they live here? I know why I live here. Because I'm part of a prophetic narrative. And for that prophetic narrative to be fulfilled, someone has to take a stand and someone has to live here. But why are all these soldiers serving here and living here? Why don't they run? Why don't they fly? A dove can fly. They're not grounded like a sheep. Now we're at the stage where we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are willingly here. We are your doves. And if that's the price it takes for us to be back in our homeland and to make Eretz Yisrael happy, tomorrow we'll say, Eim Abadim Smecha, Am Yisrael has returned, and the mother. This is our mother land. Eretz Yisrael is our mother. Our mother is happy. If that's the price that it takes to return, then we'll be like a Yonah. So for thousands of years we were sown. Today, we're done. We can fly if we want, but we decide not to fly. We decide to stick our necks out, to be here and to defend this land. So for the first time in thousands of years, we can raise a flag. We just said it today, the Rananab Yeshua Secha. We're celebrating Hashem's Yeshua. This isn't our Yeshua. This is Hashem's Yeshua, because what happens to our people reflects upon Hashem in this world. Now that our state is accelerating and growing so rapidly, it's a Kiddush Hashem. People know Israel. People know God. They're proud of who we are. All roads lead through Yerushalayim. We're grateful and we celebrate Hashem's Yeshua. V'shem Elokeinu Nidgol. And now we raise a flag. Can you imagine all your ancestors talking about a flag for thousands of years? They didn't know what that even meant. What does it mean to raise a flag? V'shem Elokeinu Nidgol. Now we have a flag, and you'll see that flag today. But before we raise that flag tomorrow, we're going to raise the flag at half mast today. Tomorrow we'll raise the flag entirely to its full height, and we'll raise it, V'nasa Nes Lagoyim, we'll raise a flagpole for the entire world to see. But today, we'll remember the steep price that we have to pay, so we'll raise that flag only halfway. And remember, we've lived through this for thousands of years, that's why we're here, but there are some important differences. One of those differences is now we have an army to protect us, and we take pride in that army, and that's what lends a little bit of a sweet tint to today. And number two is, we have a choice. We're no longer like Tzon, we're a Yonah, and that shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we love him, how dedicated we are to him and to this land. So everyone make sure you invest in this day, show up at the cemetery, be part of all the ceremonies, so tonight you'll appreciate the state we have because of the very, very, very steep price we have to pay for it. Okay? So, Yirat Hashem on Wednesday, we'll pick up again. Tomorrow, maybe we'll talk a little bit about Eretz Yisrael tomorrow, and then on Wednesday we'll go back to Chassidus. Okay? Very meaningful Yom